welcome to another episode of the Sports Corner. I'm Jackie.
I'm Mike.
And this episode, we will be talking about men's basketball.
How to shoot the J101.
Yes,
that's what we like to refer to it as.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have our men's basketball season preview issue that is coming out today. And the men's basketball team, they are tipping off their season tomorrow, Friday, at Case Gym against Northeastern.
A lot of good stuff in there, but you know, we'll sort of break down what to expect from the Terrier team going forward.
We have to give a shout out to the women's soccer and field hockey teams after they won the Patriot League title this past weekend, and they are getting ready to head into the NCAA tournament.
They've been winning, what, three out of the last 4 years? Three straight.
Yeah, the BU women's soccer team, this is their third straight championship, and for the BU field hockey team, this is their second straight. So the field hockey team, both teams hosted the tournament this past weekend. BU field hockey was at New Balance Field, and just, you know, across Babcock Street was the women's soccer team playing at Nickerson. And they were both, you know, they were both hard-fought tournaments. The field hockey team, in their championship game, they scored two first-half goals, and then they held on to hold off American. So this will be really exciting. I know, you know, when we talked to Bea a couple weeks ago, she was saying about all, you know, their experience. They had a really tough non-conference schedule, and the goal of that was to make them ready for the NCAA tournament. So I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Yeah, the women's soccer games were just phenomenal games. We were in and out, me and Jackie, as we were doing our interviews for the preview issue, and we caught that late goal from the women's soccer team to send that.
Yeah, from Jenna Fisher.
Yeah, it was just a follow-up. They were playing good all game. They hadn't gotten that goal to get them through, bursting through, but it came, and now they're going to advance. And then the men's soccer team is also doing very well. They're hosting a Patriot League tournament game against Army, so look out for that going forward. But
It'll be interesting basketball. To see if we can get a good sweep of the titles. Yeah.
Not a bad run.
Yeah, and the women's soccer team, they're going to be taking on St. John's in the first round of the NCAA tournament this weekend. Yeah, and so as we mentioned before, the men's basketball team, they're going to tip off their season against Northeastern, and that's who they've played for the past two seasons, and those have been really tight games. My freshman year 2 years ago, that was at TD Garden, and BU kind of pulled off a really close win. I remember Malik Thomas, who's no longer with the team, but he intercepted an inbounds pass to give BU a close win. And then last season, also at TD Garden, it was another close game, and BU actually led by 9 points at halftime. But unfortunately, Northeastern's experience kind of took over as the game wore on. David Walker, guard for Northeastern, who will be back tomorrow night, he kind of stole the show, and they were able to win 71-65, so I'm excited for that.
Terriers will be going Friday without their top two scorers from last season right now. Cedric Hankerson, junior guard, is still recovering from a torn ACL in April, but we saw him in practice a couple days ago. He looked almost ready, but should be back in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, he was also at Terrier Madness last Thursday. He was in the three-point shooting contest, and he looks pretty good. So we're hoping to see him back soon. And then we got the news yesterday that Eric Fanning, the junior guard, he's a transfer from Wagner. Last season, he really helped the Terriers in terms of, you know, finding somebody that could create their own shots off the dribble.
Off the bench, too. He was their sixth man.
He was our second leading point scorer, and he has been indefinitely suspended from game action by Coach Jones for a violation of team rules. And, you know, BU Athletics, they didn't really specify what he would have to do to earn some playing time back or when that could happen. So we just don't know. And then Coach Jones, he also told us that Nate Judenay is coming off of a concussion, and also their big man Blaze is coming off of a nose injury. We saw him on practice on Friday. He was wearing a big mask on his face. So there are a lot of questions as the Terriers head into this 2015-16 campaign, but they seem to overall be in a good spot. They've got everybody back, and they've got some new additions.
Well, I think the injury to look out for right now is Chetty Mosley, who had a foot injury in the offseason. He's going to play, I think, a pretty healthy, but you got to look for him to take the jump in his second season. Very, very all-rookie team last year. Very promising player. He takes three-point shots at a very, very high rate, but he makes them. And you want to see him develop as a scorer in other facets of the game moving forward to sort of fill that void. Terriers seem to be good on big men with Justin Olsen, Nate, Blaze, all coming back, and with the addition of some freshmen.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the brunt of the responsibility is going to be placed on John Papale, Justin Olsen, and Nate Giudinet, the three seniors. They're going to shoulder a lot of that responsibility for the team, especially in the early going without Cedric. I would definitely look out for some kind of newcomers. I would look out for Eric Johnson. He is a sophomore. Last year, he was a key contributor in 12 games, and then he suffered a shoulder injury he needed surgery. He couldn't hang on anymore. So, but he looked really impressive at least in the early going, so I'm excited to see him. To see him in action. And then Coach Jones talked about Kyle Foreman, a freshman. He's from Washington. And Jones talked about Foreman as being a player that would get into the rotation early on.
What I'm intrigued to see is what kind of player is Foreman. I don't have a lot of info about him. But if he is sort of a pass-first guard, then the Terriers could really use him in the rotation. Because right now, Papali did a great job last year transitioning to being more of an assist-first guard, but he's really a shooter at heart. He led the league in turnover-to-assist ratio last season. So if you could sort of free him up a little more to roll off the ball and have him get more open shots, then that could open up a lot of things in the offense.
Yeah.
So that could be key moving forward, but we'll see what kind of player.
The Terriers, they really need somebody who can create shots for other people, you know, the shooters like Papali and like Cedric off the dribble and, you know, can just make opportunities for his teammates. BU is entering its third season in the Patriot League, and the Terriers were picked to finish third in the preseason poll. And I think that definitely some teams in the conference to watch out for as the three seniors try to take one last shot at a Patriot League title and NCAA tournament berth. I think definitely you have to watch out for Lehigh. They're bringing back the Patriot League Player of the Year in Tim Kempton, and its Rookie of the Year in Karen Ross. And also, you can't discount Bucknell, even though they have a new coach this year. They bring back Chris Haas, who can absolutely light it up from everywhere. It's something that BU knows a little too well. Last season, he torched the Terriers for 20 and 28 points in their two meetings.
And I was at one of those games, and it was him and Papali actually were going shot for shot, basically. I think John finished with about 25, his season high. And this kid was hitting from 25 feet with a defender in his face with a hand in there, and it was incredible to sort of see. So definitely, he's going to cause some havoc for the Terriers this year.
Yeah, and I would also watch out for American and Army, especially as those two sides are getting more experienced. Yeah, so I think it should be a fun, exciting season for the Terriers as they, you know, try. And the core group of three seniors, I know we talked to Nate, I talked to John Papale, we've talked to Jones. They really want one last. This is Jones, this is his first recruiting class of Papale, Alston, and Giudinet, and they really want one last shot at the Patriot League title and NCAA tournament berth. They came so close 2 years ago, and I know they want it really bad, so it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Speaking of Nate Giudinet, we got a chance to sit down with him and pick his brain about the upcoming season and the improvements he made in the offseason, so hope you guys enjoy that.
So we are sitting here with Nate Giudinet. He is a senior on the men's basketball team, and they are getting ready to tip off their season. Nate, how are you feeling heading into your senior season?
Pretty excited, yeah. Pretty excited. I've been here too long. No, I'm just kidding. just really excited to go at it with these guys like Justin and John. We've been here, and hopefully we can do better than we did last year.
Last year, you had to step into a bigger leadership role. What did you learn from that experience?
It was exciting. Just doing it with John and Justin, being leaders, it made it easier having three guys out there who could be vocal with you and to have your back when you got in this, had to say something to someone else, and the coaches have your back when you do stuff like that, so it was pretty easy.
How do you feel about the team at this like at this point of time as compared to last year's team?
A lot more advanced than we were last year. Obviously, we have the same team, just three new freshmen, so we're getting things a lot quicker. We're moving through practice schemes a lot quicker. We're learning our offense a lot quicker than we were last year, and same thing with defense. So just keeping those freshmen up to date, and other than that, we're just a lot farther ahead than we were last year.
Is there anything in particular that you worked really hard on during this off season?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted to be able to make more shots consistently, just whenever I'm open, just to make that, whatever it is, just be more consistent with my jump shot or it's a layup or free throws. Other than that, just trying to get faster and stronger and stuff like that.
So you guys went home, what, to your home, to Kentucky last mm-hmm. year, stayed at your house, right? And stuff like that, and you're going back this year. What was that experience like last year for that team, and are you excited to go back?
Yeah, we're actually not going back to my house this time, but last year was really fun. They got to experience some of my dad's famous cooking, so yeah, it was cool. It was a good experience, and just to the game, we were competitive for longer than we thought we were, and I think we proved ourselves that we could play at a high level for a certain amount of time, and hopefully we can translate that into wins against lower-level teams, not Kentucky, so yeah.
All right, so I have to ask, it's on the back of your practice shirts and your little wrist right here.
Yeah.
What does CREST mean?
CREST is a mantra, I guess. It's just it's a communication, respect, enthusiasm, selflessness, and toughness. So it's just something that we try to live by on the court, off the court, in the weight room, and stuff like that.
So who came up with that?
We had a mental conditioning coach come in, and him in conjunction with our coaches and all of us came up with this as our five core values, and that's how we just kind of made that into something that we wanted to live by every day in the gym and, like I said, out of the gym and stuff like that.
All right, so senior season, you got one more shot at a Patriot League title and potentially an NCAA tournament berth. How motivated are you?
Very. It's been a long process. We were close 2 years ago, and it was awesome to get that far, and that was a successful season, but that's a bitter taste left in your mouth after that and all last season. So hopefully we can work hard now, do the work now, so it's easier down the road.
What would winning a Patriot League title mean to you?
It would mean a lot. It would mean a lot to me personally, and I know it would mean a lot to the coaching staff and the guys I came here with as Coach Jones' first recruiting class. And we came here as a group, and we really want to stick us out and get it done.
As being Coach Jones' first recruiting class, how has it been sort of live the career with him and through like his experiences, you kind of going through the same thing?
Yeah, I think it's just been interesting because it hasn't been all ups and daisies and all this and that, but we've been here, we went through some ups and downs, like I said, and it's just been a process. We've grown together. I mean, we still butt heads and all this and that, but at the end of the day, I know those guys are I'll be in contact with them for long after my basketball career is over, and that's just important to know now. So,
all right, thanks for listening to our interview with Nate. Thanks for hanging around to listen to the Sports Corner. We'll be back with, we'll recap the Terriers' first sort of flurry of action.
Our next edition, we'll be doing a wrap-up of how our fall teams did, and we'll also be taking a good look at where the winter teams are as they kind of get ready to enter the real meat of their seasons. So if you would like to look at any of our basketball preview content, you can go to dailyfreepress.com. We have our own special page there where you can find this podcast along with all of our other work that we've done for this issue. We're really proud of it, and we hope that you guys enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.